Hello, everybody. Your girl T-Baby is back, not a moment too soon, hopefully, to elaborate a bit further and get into a little more detail with comfortable and complacency, but we are going to go in the direction of relationships and friendships on that subject matter. And I was informed that elaboration was a bit maybe necessary, and I felt the need also because, to be honest, it's really a lot that can be related to and talked about from those two aspects. So we're going to break it down with starting with relationships and being comfortable. When I say being comfortable in a relationship, it's basically the dynamics of the relationship you are comfortable with. And you're comfortable with the daily routine of things being the way that they are, whether negatively or positively, you know. And of course, when it's comfortable with the positive, it's where you're leading to the complacency, but we're going to get to that. But as far as with comfortable, when I say it leads to that, it's because you become so comfortable with the fact that in your relationship, things are going well and everything you feel that you are wanting from the relationship is being given. And hopefully it's from both people in the relationship, which sometimes it's not necessarily equally yoked with that. You know, it's sometimes where one person in the relationship is more comfortable than the other person. Because sometimes a person in the relationship may find themselves comfortable with keeping the other person comfortable, where they are sacrificing making themselves uncomfortable for the sake of keeping the peace, or just not wanting to be on the negative aspect of the relationship because they feel like they have to accept those things when that is not true. You know, I've witnessed relationships that are based exactly like that, and it's not a good thing to be that type of person in a relationship like that, you know, because you want, of course, to be comfortable as well. But as I see it, being too comfortable is definitely not a good thing. And when you're in a relationship and you get too comfortable with the things that you are allowing or accepting or just not seeing beneficial to the point where you're just comfortable with it because you want to be with someone, you don't want to feel like you're going to be alone, or any of those things that you just build up that tolerance to allow those things to happen. And when you're comfortable also in a relationship, it's where you expect those same things at all times to keep you comfortable, to where you don't feel like you need to go anywhere else or do anything to just basically like have an excuse to say, oh, I'm not comfortable anymore in this relationship. And I want to be able to say that, okay, I'm comfortable doing other things to just keep me comfortable and happy. And, you know, and from that perspective, the way I see it is when you are knowing that you have allowed this potentially to happen to you and you see it for what it is, you have to realize at some point that, okay, I am sacrificing too much of myself to allow the other person in the relationship to be comfortable. And so that's not how the dynamics of a relationship works. You all both should be pushing each other to that point to where you're more, I would say, encouraging them to step outside of that comfort and say, you know, I want more. I can build more, and I'm not gonna allow the comfortable feeling that I'm getting for why things are like they are to just allow me to stay that way. That just really, to me, feels like it gives that energy of no growth. You know, like, I'm not really criticizing being comfortable, because ultimately you want to be comfortable, but you just can't allow it to be where you're too comfortable with the way things are, because people tend to have that thing where, okay, I'm comfortable now, so now what? And they tend to maybe get bored with the relationship because it's where you're just comfortable with everything being the way that it is, and it's no growth there. And like I said, I've witnessed it firsthand, noticing it, and to me, I don't feel that. I don't feel that that's a way that you should be when you're in a relationship. I'm the encouraging person to say, okay, I'm going to look at things at a way that, okay, now that we've gotten this comfort, okay, let's get on to doing something else that gives us that potential of saying, like, okay, we're wanting to get to another level of even financially, physically, anything that connects you to that deeper level, you should look at that as a overall strength of building from a relationship and making it as you're going to say, I am moving, progressing into bigger and better things. If you are with that person that you see that potential growth with, you've been with them for a while and things like that, you're going to want to always see that you can encourage that person that you're with to do something better outside of their comfort zone, as far as, okay, you have a nice or a decent living place where you're at. Okay, we can do better and get better, you know, for yourself if you're just doing it for yourself. But if you're doing it together in a relationship, it still needs that same energy. I am really focusing on that point of saying, you know, hey, my relationships are exactly what I want to have a strong foundation with, because I allow those people in my life to say, you know, hey, how they feel, and express that if they feel that they are getting too much of a comfort energy from me, like I'm too comfortable, let me know that, you know. And really, anything that you have an issue with in a relationship, you want it to be addressed accordingly. And so that's the comfort part of what I want to discuss about with relationships. Now, the complacency is on a whole nother level with me. Now, when you're complacent, that means that you have just basically got to a point where you're just stuck, okay? You're stuck with knowing that you don't want anything more. You're okay with things the way they are, and you don't see any sense of direction in moving forward. So you become complacent. You accept it. Okay, the person that you're in a relationship with, they're providing everything that you want. They're giving. They're there for you. They don't really give you too much of a rebuttal about anything. They're not really necessarily argumentative with you. So you become complacent because you are okay with that. And you're like really dealing with someone that has become numb to the fact of they're just not willing to see any change or anything growing from the relationship. Being complacent is really where you just wanna really not put in any more effort in making things change, and you're okay with that. No, that's not how you should look at it. You should look at it as a fact of it's something not right about the relationship, because if either person in the relationship has gotten complacent, then that's a sign of the interest is not the same. It's not there anymore, and they're just accepting things the way that they are, and you don't want that. And you know, like, if you've noticed that with any, you know, relationships that may be close to you, you will see that some people just, they go with the flow of things, they're complacent. And I myself have been a person that have done that. And I'm just going with the flow. I'm okay with things being like they are. And I got to the point where I'm at right now to where I'm speaking on it. If I have something I need to address as far as I want something better, I want progression, I want it to be different now, I'm addressing it. I'm saying those things because I feel like that opportunity to speak on it has already came. And so I don't want to sit around and waste time knowing that I'm being complacent and allowing the person that I'm in a relationship with to say okay or feel as if that there's no growth needed. That's not needed to be the case. I want you to follow up on your actions. If you're saying that, okay, by this certain period of time, I want to be accomplishing this. I want our relationship to be on this level. I want us to have better communication with each other. Whatever the growth and progression is, I want it to be acted on accordingly. I don't want the complacency of the whole dynamics to just become the takeover of the relationship. It doesn't need to make it seem like, okay, just because I'm accepting something for a certain period of time that I'm just going to continue to be complacent. No, I'm going to address it so there's an opportunity to correct that. And so I won't have that type of energy around me, because I don't like that energy. I like to feel like I'm moving, progressing, I'm doing better things. I don't want to feel like I'm stuck in neutral and allowing the person that I'm in a relationship to keep me stuck in neutral. I don't want that for my life. I want to be able to say that I am strong enough mentally to know that I am going to gain and continue to keep that control over my own mindset to know what I want and what I will not accept. Okay, so complacency is just a no for me. I do not need that at all. And with relationships, and you know, to be honest, you know, there are times when there are those that you are in a relationship with and they feel as if that's something that they are needing to do to be able to feel like stable. And no, that's not what you need for stability. Complacency is not stability, okay? Complacency is exactly what it is. It's where you're just stuck with knowing that things are a certain way for this period of time. And really, if the other person decides that they're no longer accepting that, then the complacency goes out of the window for both. Because really, while you're being complacent, they are really allowing you to do that because they are accepting that. But once they decide they're not accepting it anymore, it becomes the issue of the whole relationship, okay? The relationship suffers because one person is wanting more than the other person is willing to offer. And that's why complacency is not a good thing to have in your relationship. You have to encourage, communicate with each other, and understand what both of you all want out of the relationship. And so that's my viewpoint on complacency on relationships. Now, let's go ahead and switch on over to friendships, okay? Now, friendships have already lost a great deal of value as is, because you really don't know who to trust unless you've really known someone for a long period of time and you can genuinely say that this is my friend, okay? Now, when your friendships become too comfortable, then that's a similar issue, but it's slightly different because friendships become stressed or like strained because when you're too comfortable with knowing that your friend is going to react a certain way, do certain things that you are used to, it's where you're comfortable with knowing how they are. So to an extent, it's still, you know, it's okay because that is who your friend may be, you know. And at the same time, you have to realize that your friendships need growth as well. Because if you don't grow stronger in your friendship, then it's really going to become to where you're just comfortable with things being the way they are. And so I've had firsthand knowing that I've had very close friends to me that I became very comfortable with knowing how they were going to act or react, how they were going to be supportive towards the friendship or anything that I may be going through, and vice versa. You know, it like with friendships, it's a give and take, and it's on both parties to decide that that's what their friendship is. And so when you're comfortable, it's where, okay, you know what to expect. You're comfortable with the dynamics of the friendship overall. And so when your friendships are being spoken about, that's okay. And you still, like I said, you want to encourage your friend to know that it's where you're supporting of them growing, doing things differently, being better at anything that they're doing. That's where you don't want them to become too comfortable when they know that they can push themselves to do something better for themselves. That's how I perceive a genuine friend to be. Encourage your friend. Be there for your friend. Don't allow them to be too comfortable with the way things are, especially if they're not in a good place in their lives at the moment. Encourage them to see how they can do better. And you may see some things that would make you even better while you're communicating with your friend. And that's why I say nowadays, I don't see genuine friendships as much as I once did. Everyone seems to have their own motive and their own agenda and perception of not even really calling each other friends. So when you have a good, genuine friend, don't allow them to become comfortable with the way things are. Let them realize that sometimes you may have to experience being a bit uncomfortable to get to where you need to be. And so that's the comfort part of the friendship. Now, when we get to the complacency of friendships, let's talk about that. Now, see, complacency in friendships is really almost, once again, similar. The thing is with that, though, is complacency with friendships. You get to where you get, sometimes it just depends on the situation. You get to the point where sometimes you just really don't have that energy to give anymore to make that friend realize that, okay, things are not the way that they should be. You know, we can see you doing something better, or we can see things being on a different level, either with, if it's yourself, you know. And so, but complacency is just really overall accepting things for the way they are and just don't look forward to growth and change. And I've had some friendships for years that I've seen grow because of the fact that I've allowed myself to be open with my friends and realize that I can grow and become a better friend, and they can as well, when we are allowing ourselves to not be complacent and just accepting things for where they are at the moment. Continue to look forward to better, striving better, and doing things that will make you feel like there's growth coming in the direction that it should be. You know, positive energy and giving your friendships a good strength of knowing that it's something that's always can move into something better. That's why I'm really believing in having solid relationships and friendships. Friendships are definitely something that I still value and will always value. It's just that I've chosen to who I know is really my friends, and I act accordingly. And so I'm supportive to the point where I'm not going to allow my friends to be complacent. So, you know, that's just it in short with as far as being complacent with friendships, okay? Because really, ultimately, with friendships, you're going to allow your friend, of course, to do them, because that's really not your choice. They're going to be who they are, but be confident enough to know that you are a friend that is able to allow them to know when they need that tap on the shoulder to know, hey, you can step it up a little bit more. You can do better if you just push yourself more. So I'm good with that type of energy always. And so, my wonderful people, that is going to wrap it up for me as far as my elaboration on that subject. And I hope I was more in detail on that. And I'm hoping that you all continue to tune in to my episodes. There will be more coming soon. And until then, you all have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Stay blessed, stay safe, and until next time, I bid you all well.